The idea of using media as a method of influence had long interested the intelligence agencies, with the CIA identifying movies specifically as powerful instruments of warfare in a 1943 memo titled, "The Motion Picture as a Weapon of Psychological Warfare." The stated objective of the formally classified document is to, quote, exploit the potentialities of the motion picture as a weapon of psychological warfare for the United States. Here's an excerpt from the memo.
The motion picture is one of the most powerful propaganda weapons at the disposal of the United States. It can serve many diversified functions. Motion pictures are a potent force in attitude formation, and attitudes are the basis of action and morale. Motion pictures can stimulate or inhibit action. Motion pictures are important in all the major types of psychological warfare, directly in general propaganda, indirectly in connection with certain aspects of subversive, economic, and diplomatic propaganda activities. Motion pictures can be employed on most of the major psychological fronts. They can be aimed at the people of countries allied to the United States, of the countries occupied by the United States or her allies, or countries neutral to the United States, to inform and to create attitudes favorable to the United States and unfavorable to the enemy.
The memo also discusses the, quote, suppression of motion pictures of enemy origin judged to have potentially subversive influence, and makes note of the military national security strength of having an influential U.S. motion picture industry, the products of which have achieved a worldwide popularity. Domestically, even the White House began to support movies, not just news outlets like it was doing overseas through Voice of America broadcasts, which drummed up support for its geopolitical agenda.
Your heart needs to open, so dance, move your Folks, welcome back to the Hero Series. I apologize on this taking so long. I've had a ton going on, and I'm recording this after the bracket drop for Maxi Madness 2026, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to get this out for another week if I don't record right now, so I'm going to wing it. I had another, I don't know, like hour and a half recording, which I scrapped because I just didn't like it. I listened to it through a couple times, and I felt like I needed something different. But the clip at the beginning of the episode is from the Sean Ryan YouTube channel. It's called like Ironclad or something like that. He's an interesting guy, government guy or military guy that is doing a series on PSYOPs, which in my opinion is kind of borderline PSYOP, but it is also enlightening to hear the perspective. And, you know, one of the things that people empower understand is the importance of forming public perception, because it, like in that video, it said people's opinions on the world around them and about themselves informs the way they behave and the way that they act.
Hello, folks. This is Pastor Jeffs, and you have just listened to the preview of part 4 of Richard Grease's series on heroes. If you would like to listen to the full thing, become a paid subscriber on Fountain.